my question now is, when we get to the point where the Holy Spirit makes a Bible verse important to us, or we get a deeper understanding of a Bible passage, is it important then to keep a written record of it, for example, in a personal Bible diary or Bible journal? Because I don't want to lose the knowledge I received. So how do you handle this? How can we organize and manage all the knowledge we receive so we don't lose it?
Very practical. The question you asked was my, I remember in 2002 when I came to Synagogue, Church of All Nations, I discovered things new. There's a teaching that was so deep and I was battling to understand it because of language barriers as well, because I'm a French speaking. So anytime I come across a verse, a Bible verse or a word of wisdom, which seems so difficult for me, I said to myself, God, help me to understand. If I don't understand, I don't reject it. I will take the verse, I will write it. What helped me a lot is that, for example, you say, okay, let me give you an example. The first word of wisdom I came say, we are saved to save others. I said to myself, how can we save others? It's only Jesus I know as Savior. How can we save others? So I wrote it on a small note. And I begin to meditate. I never knew what meditation was about, but I read to understand. If I don't understand something, it's very difficult to become part of me. But I will not reject it, I will write it. Later, I will go to the verse to read it. Once I read it, I record it in my brain. I memorize it. I used to do that before because I don't have time to read sometimes. Sometimes if you put it on a note, because of activities, you may even forget it. But the Bible is meant to be stored in the shelf of our heart. That's where it is effective. So when you read the Bible and you come across a specific passage that speaks to you intimately, so I write it down. And one day, the prophet say, I give you an advice. Create a file called Don't Go. Don't go. Don't let it go. It was in 2004. I grabbed the idea. But anytime I come across a Bible verse, I highlight. You see my Bible? It's highlighted everywhere, full of colors.
Rainbow,
yellow. So when I highlight it, I do something. I use my phone. I have a note. I write the verse, and I learn the verse. I make sure the verse, I know this verse. Anytime I hear Matthew chapter 6, I must know what it is. Because when you just get the Matthew 11:28, what does it say? I have to read it to possess it to become part of me. And the prophet say, if you take God's word to heart and made it a part of you, that word, by its very nature, will change you. And when it changes you, you find yourself moved by the life of God. So I said to myself, okay, since you are so busy attending to people, people write notes on their hands. Do you remember it? Me, I memorize it in my brain. That's why meditation start thinking is not bad. I memorize it, but if you memorize something, as time goes on, you lose it. But I continued to turn it in my mind, because I want to understand what it means, Before we realize it, after one day, it became part of me. It's an exercise I did. So I wrote it, but after I wrote it, I will go to the notes. When I go to the notes, I will learn it by heart, and continue to meditate. It's meditation that keeps the word into our heart. Because it's just like a computer. So when I switch my computer on, I have the RAM memory. So if I type a message, if I don't save it and I switch it off, I may lose it. So I have to record it somewhere. So it's very good to keep record. But what we need to do after reading, after you have read, whether a message or a Bible, I go back to the message. And that's where the key of meditation starts. It's not something passive, it's active. I record it on the tablets of my heart. Once I understand the word, it is with me, it's there forever. Just try to do it. I said to myself, okay, every day I must get 5 words of wisdom, 5 Bible verses I read in my Bible that must be part of me. So if I'm in a vehicle or I'm in a bus, I know where to look for the Bible. It's there already. Now, this is where Holy Ghost will help you. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 26, that the Holy Spirit will bring to our remembrance the very words of Jesus.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
And that's where the key is. Sometimes you think you have forgotten. You have read something in the morning. But go to a quiet place and just try to remember what you have read. While you are doing, ask Holy Ghost to bring to remember. You'll be very surprised to realize that what you think you have forgotten begin to come. That's the work of Holy Spirit. And that's where meditation will start. You read, after you have read, you close your Bible and think about what you have read. Think about it. As you walk, think about it. Before you realize it, the thing will sink into your heart. Prophet say, when you eat food, I match it. It's my mouth.
Chew it.
Thank you very much. I chew it. Before I realize it, I instinctively swallow it. Once it enters my stomach, I have no control over it. There's a process going inside. So when you read your Bible, you read it to understand it. You read it to get it into your heart, because that word is there forever. That's why when you are praying, we call it spirit prayer, prayer in the power of Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost will bring that word to remembrance to you. You start worshiping, and the word will just spring from your spirit. So what we need to do now, I kept record, I write it, I have full of them. See, if my phone is, I want to show you even something, if the camera comes to me, I don't know. What I like to do, show you. I even snap the Bible pages I read. Not to forget it. I will snap it and read it and read it and read it and read it until it becomes part of me. So all these notes are my reading. They really need reading. Anytime I read a passage that really strikes me, see my Bible? I snap it. I snap the whole page on my notes. And once I finish reading, I go back to it. I always go back to it, to read it, to meditate it. And that's when the Bible will become part of you. I strongly believe that the Bible explains itself by itself. You can read a passage that seems difficult to understand, and later you come across one scripture that is cross-referenced to that one that gives you more light. So what I do, I put those verses together in a very logical way and read it and go over it. I trust Holy Ghost. Before you realize it, it is part of you. And one day you begin to pray, all of a sudden the scripture come to your spirit. And when I read my Bible, I gave you one testimony one day. The prophet said, if you read 40 chapters per day, you got the Bible in 1 year, in 1 month. I say, how can you read the Bible in 1 month, 40 chapters per day? I did it. It's so quick, you don't remember anything. But what is there something mysterious in this Bible? Anytime you read it, you will discover something new. But anytime you read it first, I read it again, my mind gets refreshed. Anytime you read it, something new happens. So what we need to do is to record it instead of our shelves, but on the shelf of your human spirit. And that's the area of meditation. That's what helps a lot. Many of my references, I don't need anymore. They become part of me. Because those verses, I read them. And when one day, the man of God, Prophet Elisha, was saying that, this is my advice. When you are reading a message and you see Bible scriptures, don't just read your Bible alone. Read the Bible, but read the message. Read the message and read the Bible. Whatever message you come across, go to the Bible and find out. when it's in line with the scriptures. And that's what helped me a lot. So when I came across that quote that say, we are saved to save others, I began to search. And I say, wow, I remember. The Bible say in the book of 1 Corinthians, the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Everybody
I say,
back.
Yes, that's the ministry of reconciliation. So knowledge comes first, but understanding comes later. There are many verses we read today that later we get the understanding of it. So the cross-reference of the Bible is very important. I meditate, I learn it by heart, I stop in my memory, I begin to think about it till I get spiritual understanding of it. Mm. Once what you understand is what you keep forever.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to say just quickly, because when you talked about the Holy Spirit bringing to our remembrance, he can only bring to our remembrance what's already stored in our heart. It's only the word in our heart that he will bring back to us at the time that we need it. And, you know, he will use that word to strengthen us, to fortify us, to comfort us, he will use that word, but that word has to be stored in our heart. And when you were talking about, you know, do we write it down? It's different to like when you're revising for exams. You know, when you're revising for exams, you know, you pick up bits and you learn. It's all academic. You know, you can write it out, put it in different colors and write it out so many times. But this is a matter, that's why I just wanted to focus on what you said, understanding. If you understand something, it will stay in your heart forever. You can learn something by memory. All of us that have gone through the education system, you know, we learned so many things that now we can't remember. You know, I'm sure so much of but the process of that learning stays with us forever. And once you understand something, that understanding is in your heart and that doesn't leave you. And because what struck me from your question is, you know, how can we make sure that all of this doesn't leave us, that we don't lose what we read? And I really like that point you made, because it's you know, it's not just a matter of reading and it going in one ear and out the other. You know, we can't lose this because this is our life. How do we not lose it? Well, we have to understand spiritually. That's only through the help of the Holy Spirit. But we have to start somewhere. So don't condemn yourself. We're all on this journey together. And that's why we said at the beginning that if your life is in Christ, it's a new creation. There's new revelation every day. When you read the Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, you can read things like, oh, now I understand. So it's a lifelong learning journey. But I just wanted to emphasize on that point of understanding. When you understand it with the Spirit's help, then you can't lose it. You might not know exactly the chapter and verse. You know, Racine is a walking encyclopedia of the Bible.
No, I'm not. I guess.
If you ask him anything, he'll be able to tell you the chapter and verse.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to provoke you to say that. I was not born Muslim. When I was a young boy Muslim, when I was young, I learned to learn the Quran by heart. Mm. I went to Quran school and I learned them by heart. And all those verses I learned by heart, I still recorded here. So I applied the same tactic when I read the Bible. I will read it, I will memorize the whole thing. So I will begin to read it in my memory. I don't need to carry Bible. I memorize. Now, when I came across the book of Proverbs, if you have your Bible, when you see the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20 to 23, my son, attend to my words. Right. I learn it by heart. Keep them in the midst of your heart. Mm. For there are life for those who find him and health to all flesh. Keep them where? In the midst of your heart. And that's what is the most difficult. We need to allow the word in the midst of our heart through that process of meditation, meditating the Bible. Because I've said already that we meditate because we want to understand the divine meaning. Jesus spoke a lot of parables. Do we really understand what it means to apply it? He said, if your right hand disturbs you, catch it off or pluck it off. He was speaking this parable. That's why in the parable of the sower, in Matthew chapter 13, verse 19, Jesus said, can you read it for us? Matthew chapter 13, verse 19. It's good to keep record.
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received seed by the wayside.
Did you get it? Remember?
When anyone hears the word of the kingdom.
When you hear the word of the kingdom.
And does not understand it.
And we do not understand it.
Then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart.
That's it. The importance of understanding the divine meaning of what I'm reading. So when you are reading and you find you come across a section, sometimes it is personal to you. Your heart will begin to ring. That's why the prophet said, read your Bible slowly, attentively, repeatedly. Mean? Sometimes some hearts are very slow to understand. That's the dependent nature of our heart. You go to read it. You read it. You read it slowly. Like the Ethiopian eunuch did in the book of Acts chapter 8. He was reading. He could not understand, but did not drop it. He kept on reading, reading, until it became a part of you. Once you understand it, it's there forever. You may not remember the number of the verses, Matthew 12, whatever, but the meaning is inside of you.
That's what I wanted to say. That's where I was going when I said that Racine will know the exact chapter and verse. I'm saying even if you know, we all have different... Anyway, everyone's different. What I want to say is that the understanding of the scripture, like, for example, you know what it says. You might not know exactly where it is, but you know what it says and you understand it and you apply it to your life. That is what counts. You know, and because, for example, this is the blueprint that we have, the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 6. You know, this when Jesus explained how we should live our life, you know, that you might not know everything word for word, but we know what he said and we apply it. We understand, okay, what it means when turn the other cheek. Okay, love your enemies. Okay, do this, do that. Okay, it's something which becomes a part of you. In the same way, the more you read, and that's why it's so important that we're doing this journey through the Bible together. We're going all the way through. You know, many people, it's difficult to read through many, many books in the Old Testament, you know? And so to actually go through this whole journey, it encourages you to actually see, okay, what can I see in this? And as you read, things will just jump out at you. And when they jump out at you, definitely everyone has a different way. Okay, you can underline it, highlight it, write it down somewhere else. Like Racine said, he takes a picture with his phone. Any way that's the best for you. But the most important is that you ask the Holy Spirit to help you understand and apply it to your life. Then you can never lose it. It's here. That's the heavenly currency that will get you what you need in the kingdom of God.
And please continue reading, because one day you say, I've heard about this somewhere. Sometimes I read one verse and I remember Paul said this. I quickly go to Paul and make the connection. Because the Bible is interlinked. Once I got the connection, important verses, I make sure I get it by heart. Because that's some, like everybody knows John 3:16. God so loved the world that we know those verses. You know Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith. But when you come across your Bible, there are some section where if your heart is alert, it will strike you. You may forget. Either you highlight, depending on the system you have. Me, what I do, as I show you, I snap the page. This is the page. I snap the page directly. And then, when I finish my day, I will go back to the pages I read. You see them? This is I'm sharing my technique to you because you asked me. This is how I do. I read this morning, and I see the connection God was talking about. Let me tell you why. God was saying about prophecy. God said, I will raise for them a prophet like you in the midst of the brethren. I will put my words. What strike me is two words. God say, I will raise, prophet, I will put my words. I say, wow. This means God is the one that raised the prophet, not man. Number two, I will put my words in his mouth. Means it's not just about receiving inspiration. It's about expressing the word of God from your mouth. Mean the Spirit of God will speak through you. So I wrote those two. I said, wow, this is teaching me a lesson that God will raise and God will put the word. I mean, the expression of prophecy came through the power of Holy Spirit. And I began to ask myself, what is the purpose of prophecy? I write that question. Later when I was reading, I went to another section that gave me the answer. And I noted here in the book of Jeremiah. It's here. He said, if they are prophets and if the word of the Lord is with them, let them now make intercession for the Lord of hosts, that the vessel which they left in the house of the Lord will be taken back. So that means the purpose of the prophecy is to bring people to their heart back to God. So I take those two verses and I get them into my heart. Now that understanding fixed them forever. Now God will raise and God will put his word in your lips. And nobody can teach you to prophesy. The Holy Ghost that speaks through you. So I read my Bible, I take attention of every single word. There are some words that are so powerful. Why God you said it? Why this word? Why this verb? Why this? And that understanding now make the Bible to become part of you as you continue to practice it, Before you realize it, it is there forever, once you understand it. But this is my record. Keeping record is very good. So if you go to a church, a service, or you hear somebody preaching a wonderful message, I heard a word of wisdom, I write it. I heard something, I write it. When I go home, I begin to meditate. The more you meditate, new revelation will come, new understanding will come. And that's just how this, you transfer from the letter to the spirit, from the written to your heart, by thinking about it, meditating. We just have that time. Sometimes we read, we don't have to go back to it. Go back to it, don't read it again, turn it over, till you get it right. It's a gift of Holy Spirit.
And that's what I just wanted to say finally, is that there is a power in actually reading the word. You know, it is a blessing as well to listen to the audio version of the Bible and have, for example, listening to scripture. But there is such a power in physically reading your Bible. That's what I just wanted to encourage you with, that, you know, when you read it, it's like literally the word can just jump out of the page at you. And so don't underestimate or undermine the power of actually reading the Bible, your physical Bible.
And second,
not on your tablet or your iPad or your phone.
No,
I'm all for physical Bible.
It's true, we like to, but sometimes you may situation where I have my physical Bible, I have both. But one thing is important. I used to read a lot of Bible study. Because sometimes we want something quick. What they say about this, it's very good to read the Bible study, a commentary, we learn a lot from this. But learn to develop, build your own correct Bible references, cross-references. That will help you a lot. Because this thought expressed by this apostle has been expressed by another one in a different way, and they interconnect themselves. And number two, my personal experience, when I read, for example, the Gospel of John, now John is very deep. So when I read John, after I finish John, I will go to 1 John, 2 John, 3 John. He has a way of expressing the same truth in a different way. And it will help you to get the context and the mind. That's why if you say key verses, you should write them. And by your plan, you meditate that Bible is always you. When you are praying now, Holy Ghost will use that word in your heart to pray. That's the key. Because when you are praying, your prayer must be filled with the scriptures.
That's what it says, the Holy Spirit will pray for you.
Absolutely.
In words that you don't understand.
Prayer in the power of the Holy Ghost springs from need. What is the need? At the time of need, Holy Ghost will bring to your remembrance the very word you pray for. As you pray, the scripture will come. Just trust him for that. We went to a very good simple. You know the same. When the prophet will call it, who has message to preach to the church tomorrow? Wow. You know, prepare a message and preach to a congregation. So how can it be? You write your message. There's something to have a message you prepare, you write. There's another thing to stand before the public and to deliver the message. And by the time you read the message, you write the message, the way you study the Bible, you study the message, you understanding. order it. By the time you begin to talk, you realize that new inspiration will come better than what you wrote.
Mm. The Holy Spirit will give you
that's the work
say.
Of Holy Spirit. So when you are reading, just on your bed, try to remember what you have read without opening the Bible. Say, Holy Spirit, help me, Lord. Bring it to my remembrance. Just like your dream. You dream, but you woke up in the morning, the dream vanished. You don't remember.
You're trying to grab bits of it and it's like vanishing.
That's where you close your eyes and ask Holy Ghost to help you to remember. That's his job. He brings to our remembrance the very words of Jesus at the time of need. The sword of the Spirit. But if the heart is empty, there's nothing for him to remind you of. Mm. So there are many things you learned when you were at school, primary school, and you must have forgotten. But they are deeply embedded. One day it will just come to your mind. The same for a heart. So it's good to do like the animals when they eat food, they will bring it out and bring it out, bring it out, bring it out, bring it out. You refresh your mind, refresh your spirit. And before you realize it, the seed, the word settles in your heart at the point of understanding. That is it. Once you understand it, conviction comes, it is there forever. So please, I encourage you, keeping record is good, excellent. Keep giving your record. But much more, don't forget we are so busy. Go back to the record. Read it in the night. Read it and meditate. Make sure every single day you get one or two scriptures part of your. That was my discipline. Dedication and discipline. I dedicate my heart to the word and I discipline my mind by thinking, meditating. While in the public transport, I meditate on the Bible. When I have break in my job, I meditate the Bible. So it becomes part of me because I can rehearse it till it becomes fully part of me. That's what I did. Mm. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that question. I believe it's blessed many people and we hope that you're blessed as well. Thank you so much.
And I would say something. You know, one day you can meet somebody in the street, can say, can you tell me about who is Jesus? You'll be surprised that day. Holy Ghost will bring all the verses you have been reading. And that's the expression of the Holy Spirit. Your remembrance. It will flow like a river. It is there. Thank you.